Good morning, and thank you for listening to KCNI Public Affairs. I'm Jeremy Scheip, and I'm happy to be joined today by Custer County Sheriff Dan Osmond. First of all, thanks for being here.
Yeah, no problem.
It's that time of year, folks. Time to get into the fall routine, and for our kids, that means back to school. And there are items regarding safety, some obvious, some not so much, that we have to remember during that time. I guess the number one reminder, Sheriff, is that more young people are walking and riding their bikes to school. What's kind of the biggest thing that drivers need to keep in mind behind the wheel?
Well, I think that it's just paying attention to where those kids are going to be, crosswalks, you know, in the school zones where those kids are riding their bikes. And, you know, I think like a hot topic around here is the e-bikes, you know, watching out for them being on the road too. So it's just more just paying attention at those areas where kids are going to be walking to school.
I was a kid and rode a bike. I'd like to think that I was going 35 or 40 miles an hour, but I wasn't. But these e-bikes, they travel quickly and they can come up on an intersection pretty quick.
Yeah, they move through pretty fast, and you know, if you're not paying attention, it doesn't take long for them to be in a dangerous area.
Now, whether school's in session or not, us as commuters to and from work or other things, we have our typical routes that we take. But right now, with the kids coming back to school and things like that, we might think we're really familiar with our route, but we might forget where like crosswalks are or school crossings. That's probably a good thing we can start doing right now, is just open our eyes a little wider and refamiliarize, right?
Yeah, just pay attention, right? You know, slow down a little bit and be aware of where you're at and where the school zones are, and just familiarize yourself with it, you know. And if you're traveling at those times of day when school is starting or school is getting out, you know, that's when you really need to be paying attention to it.
There's conversations that parents can have with their kids as well, because it's kind of a two-way road. We as drivers need to be careful, but the kids can, you know, they can conduct themselves in the right way as well. What are some good things that parents can go over with their kids?
Well, I think the route that they're going to take to school, right? This is the route that you take, so you're familiar with it, so they know where to look, they know where to pause, look both ways for vehicles and stuff like that. They also can talk to them about, like, if they're getting picked up at school, like, who's going to pick them up? What happens if somebody doesn't show up to pick them up? And who are the people that can pick them up? You know, so just simple things like that, a little reminder each day, you know, as we get back into the swing of things.
And at the very least, go through that routine of putting on the helmet and putting it on tighter around their chin than the kid probably prefers, right?
Absolutely, yes. The helmet is a key thing when riding the bike.
Children, as we know, are not always predictable. In fact, I'd say 95% of the time they are far from predictable. We can practice defensive driving too. I think that's kind of half the battle, isn't it?
I agree. Yes, it is. It's sometimes I think that we just forget paying attention to what is going on, slowing down a little bit. You know, driving, we should be defensive driving all the time. And I think we just kind of forget about that. We get so focused on our task, we forget about the actual driving.
And speaking of being focused on a task, sometimes that focus is getting somewhere faster than we should. And I know that your office recently wrapped up Speeding Catches Up With You campaign. And I just received the numbers from that campaign. And it kind of looks like based on the amount of citations handed out, there were a lot of people that were reminded through citation that we need to slow down.
Yep. There is a lot of people in a hurry, and you're not really gaining much by that. If you look at the few minutes that you shaved off a trip, or the few seconds that you shaved off the trip, you just really didn't change anything. And the danger that you put yourself in or other drivers in, it just isn't worth it.
And, you know, 5 or 10 miles an hour doesn't make a huge amount of difference. And especially, you know, when you get in those situations where we've all had it happen. Somebody pulls out in front of you, and which would indicate you think they're in a big hurry, right? And then you both end up going to the same grocery store or wherever.
Yes.
And all they're doing is getting out of their car while you're pulling into the space next to them. They didn't really gain that much by making that decision.
Yep, 100%. It's just, you know, you just lose that focus and you think you're gaining time, but you really aren't when you sit back and look at it.
And the time to hit your brakes is not when you see a deputy on the side of the road. That's a common misconception, isn't it? It's usually, if you can see them, at least that was what I've always believed. If by the time you see them, it's too late. The damage has been done, right?
Yes,
the radar
yes.
is on you.
We already know.
So, if anything, don't slam on your brakes and cause an accident with the person behind you because you're torched already.
Yep.
It's time to learn a lesson.
Like you said, the damage is done.
167 violations, 132 for speeding, which just raises my eyebrows, 4 seatbelt violations, and 7 stop sign violations, and some arrests as well. So, be on the lookout for more of those campaigns. I know those are something that you guys really appreciate as a department in partnering with NDOT.
Yes. They have grants for overtime and, you know, so the guys get a little extra money paid for by the state and, they just get to go out and work and try and keep the roads safer. You know, that's the whole goal. It's not how many citations can we write. It's, hey, we're out here, pay attention. You need to slow down and keep everybody safe.
And nobody likes getting a speeding ticket. It stings. But if that little bit of a sting prevents an accident or somebody getting hurt, I think we'd all agree it's certainly worth it.
Absolutely.
Is there anything we didn't talk about, Dan, you wanted to mention today?
No, I think we got her covered. It's just hard to believe it's back to school already.
It is. And Broken Bow goes back later than a lot of different schools. You used to be able to, there was like a hot week and everyone went to school that week. Anymore, I talk to people from all over the county, and I'm like, I have no idea who's in school or who's not. You got to reach like mid-September before I'm confident everyone's in school.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. The start times are they're really varied, and I don't know how that works. So I'll just leave it up to the people that do.
There you go. All right, that's Sheriff Osmond with us here on KC&I Public Affairs.